Olua. I'm a member of iRadio Bible every year. Today's reading comes from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1 to chapter 3. I would like to share with you what I learned from today's reading. I pray that what I share will give an accurate account of God's word, in that it blesses you. Let's pray. Father, I pray the word I share is on your heart, and in summary brings understanding and revelation to me and God's people. In Jesus' name, amen. Deuteronomy chapter 1. The chapter expresses Moses' final words to the Israelites. In so many instances have they made God angry. They've complained, doubted, refused to follow his instructions. According to the command of God, they were able to conquer the enemy nations around them. Moses mentioned the negative reports of the 10 spies. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Moses continues speaking to the Israelites about their wanderings. He tells them they had traveled along the Red Sea route to reach the wilderness because God commanded this. They made their way around the hilly Seir areas. Moses stated that the Lord was the one who blesses the Israelites. Also, he reminded them of the salvation of the Lord from the king of Heshbon. Deuteronomy chapter 3. After defeating the king of Heshbon, the Israelites went to Bashan. King Og of Bashan and his army fought them at Edrei. God told Moses they were not to be afraid of King Og, and to do to him what they have done to those in Heshbon. The land was divided among the tribes of Israel. Moses then reminded the Israelites that God had commanded them to take possession of the land that had been given to them. He also told them that all able-bodied men were to be ready to fight, and that they were to be the first ones to cross over the Jordan. However, God didn't allow Moses to cross River Jordan. God told him to commission Joshua to strengthen him, as well as encourage him, because Joshua was going to lead the people across the Jordan to their inherited land. Lesson learned. God is committed to the loving relationship with us. God reminds us of how much he loves us and how he has demonstrated love in so many ways. He pleads with us to respond to his love by loving him in return with all our heart, soul, and strength. Also, God is not a respecter of persons. God did not allow Moses to enter the promised land. Achieving our ministry goals demands self-control, humility, temperance, and patience. Thank you for listening to this episode. Join me next Wednesday as we continue in the summary of the books of the Bible. I pray that you have a desire for the Word of God. Stay blessed.